Well, the Ranger program is so important because it gets our younger generation, our young rangers out on country, and also elders to, you know, look after our country, our significant sites, and just to make sure that everything is good on country, and take our young children out there to enforce that our cultural ways, Ngangamata cultural ways, to our Ngangamata young generation, young kids that, you know, from school age, and take them out on country, show them all things that's on country, like bush tucker, bush medicine, all that kind of thing, and the history about Ngangamata cultural ways, and show them how our older generation before us, the Ngangamata people, how they survived on the land and how they protected the land. So that is what we, how I saw this program and how we could benefit from it.
And how do people become rangers?
When our rangers, before they got on as rangers, they were selected at a PBC board meeting. How many we were going to put on the numbers. So we started off with 10, you know, mixture of male and female, because on country, there are things that belongs to the female, you know, woman side of things, and the man side of things. So you've got to have that balance.
And how are the rangers mentored?
The rangers are mentored. We have elders going on as well on the trip. We have like elders from the men's side, and we have an elder, like elders from the woman's side. So they accompany the rangers as well, so that they can give them that history, the background history of the country. So they've got a good understanding, you know, of the country as rangers.
And are there qualifications involved and that sort of training as well?
Definitely. They are going to complete their Certificate 2 in June. So all those rangers that from day one have been training, and our training provider is Greening Australia. So we have a trainer from there that does all the training for our rangers.
How does a ranger protect the environment in Ngangamata?
How they protect our country, because we've got desert and sea, land and sea. Mm. And so they go out to the desert country, you know, they go out there and do training out there on country, and at the same time when they go doing training, they observing to see, you know, everything's okay, they are protected and being cared for, and nobody's destroying anything on our country. And also on the ocean side of things, is they also go out there as well. Like we had recently last year, we took our botanists out there to record all the bush plants, like bush tucker and medicines. So we did the land, the desert side of things, and also on the seaside. Mm. So everything was recorded. So this is the third time that we've had, you know, this kind of thing happening with the botanists. And we spend about like a week out on country. So we go as far as, you know, where our claim ends, is around the desert side.
So the traditional knowledge is then used with the scientific conservation methods.
That's right. That's right. So because it's important, you've got to have that both knowledge. Mm. You've got to have our cultural ways, and then we got to fit into the non-Aboriginal side of things, where we bring in the scientists, other professional people to work with us.
So a lot of skills are gained for
that
rangers,
is correct.
Yeah,
yes.
And the community. With, yes, 80% of the Australian population living in the eastern states, do you think there isn't enough focus on what people can't see, on what most people can't see, as in maintaining the land in more remote areas?
Well, yeah, like, you know, it's sort of like difficult at times because the main base is Canberra, you know, for the federal government. And these fundings for the IPA falls under the federal government. And, you know, over there they're based in Canberra. So it's difficult at times because we don't have enough visits from the federal side, this government, to come up to these remote areas to spend time and look at all what the ranger groups are doing to benefit their country and to protect and to care for their country and passing all that down to their younger generation. So they need to come out more to remote areas up around Western Australia and to see what we actually do, because country is very important to us.
What does Ngangamanga Warren country mean to you?
It means home to me. And when I'm entering our country, my feelings just open up. So happiness inside of me, because I know you, inside of you, you know it's your country. It tells you that it's your country because the trees are different. The landscape is different. I just have that beautiful feeling. And when I finish what I've gone over for to my country and going back, driving back to Port Hedland, it's sadness. I'm sad leaving my country behind, because country uplifts you inside of you.
What will happen if the funding doesn't meet the needs of land and sea management of Nungamata?
Well, if the funding is cut and if the funding isn't increased, it will very much limit our programs, IPA programs, ranger programs, going out the country and teaching our younger generation. It's difficult because the country each group has, and Ngangamata, it's a very vast country and it's a lot of distance in it. So without funding, we cannot do what we want to do, look after and nurture our country, care for our country. Even we can't take our younger generation out on country and teach them our Ngangamata cultural ways. We can't cover the distance without any funding, getting people to work in with us like professional people. We discussed earlier on about scientists and all other professional people. We won't be able to include them, and we won't be able to do our own cultural teaching and looking after country, because we as Aboriginal people, we have to care for our country.